So in Slate, they have a piece on .com. Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. By the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids.
Just got real. Santa is just white. And who are you actually talking to? Children who are sophisticated enough to be watching a news channel at 10 o'clock at night, yet innocent enough to still believe Santa Claus is real, yet racist enough to be freaked out if he isn't white. Why? That's such a narrow... Yes, West Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. But since we're pretending to debate this, carry on.
The author seems to have, you know, she's African American, and she seems to have real pain at having grown up with this image of a white Santa. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change.
Actually, I think that's the official slogan of oppression. Oppression. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change. You may wonder why on this news channel they're making assertions of fact about a fictional character.
Santa Claus is based on St. Nicholas, who was an actual person, a Greek bishop, and was a white man. You can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda or a sensitivity agenda.
There is so much crazy going on here. So much crazy, I don't even have time to deal with a Fox News pundit saying, you can't take facts and try and change them to fit some kind of political agenda. I can't say that, even though that's how much crazy is going on here. But what she is suggesting is that you can't just arbitrarily change the facts about the real historical Saint Nicholas, who was a white man, even though he was from Greece, which is actually Turkey today, and that white man lives at the North Pole and drives a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. But you can't change the facts about it. Of course, the real St. Nicholas was from a part of the world that is now Turkey, and according to forensic scientists who studied research originally commissioned by the Vatican, he probably looked something like this. So, who exactly is changing the facts to make themselves more comfortable here? Actual St. Nicholas? Well, my guess is there'd be no Christmas if he looked like that dude, because he's probably still on the no-fly list. And then things got really weird.
Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact.
I'll give you that Jesus was an historical figure, but you're gonna get a little pushback on the white thing. You do know Jesus wasn't born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right?
An offhand jest I made has now become a national firestorm. Humor is a part of what we try to bring to this show, but sometimes that is lost on the humorless. And Fox News and yours truly are big targets for many people.
Well, I guess we all owe you an apology. What appeared to me to be another example of a Fox News segment expressing anger and victimization over the loss of absolute power and reframing that as persecution of real America by minorities, freeloaders, and socialists